Good afternoon and welcome everyone to the Publications Committee meeting at Conference and Convention on Friday, April 12th, 2013 in Sacramento. I will walk around and have everybody say who's here, please. Starting with you, Michael.
This is introductions?
Yeah.
I'm Mike Heathley. I'm from Mountain View.
And I'm Lynn Laird, and I'm from Berkeley.
All right. Why did they give us such a long table?
Judy Wilkinson from San Leandro.
Yep.
Bob Rennie from Orange County.
Hey, Bob.
Bonnie Rennie from Orange County.
All right. Sorry for the formality, now that we have that out of the way. This is going to be a little bit of a freewheeling meeting. We want to do some review of things that we've accomplished so far and look at some projects that are currently in process and also things that seem to be have been heaped upon our plate now. We have another person? Hey, Donna. Going to give you, have you say your name into the microphone for the sake of the recording.
Oh, this is Donna Sanchez.
Great. Thank you, Donna. Okay. Maybe I'll start by I'll give you guys a choice. What I'd like to do is either have Judy start and talk about how well this latest BC with the new production subcommittee listserv and everything, how well that all worked out, or we can start with Bonnie talking about the ebook. What's your pleasure? Yeah, just a BC, you know, how's that? I mean, I know we haven't got the new formula. Oh, yes, you do. I'll bring it to you. Or am I supposed to say I'll take it to you? I'm not sure which.
Frank.
Since there's so few of us, anyway. We use the listserv for the production. On February 4th, we had a production committee meeting to really see if we could beef up and streamline and manage better the production of the BC, as you all know from Linda's report and so forth. And while we didn't implement the new deadlines, which are going to come into effect with the first bid deadline being May 15th for the summer issue, we did start the listserv. And I was proudly the first one to use it. I wrote, you know, to Donna and to the list. I mean, I keep saying Donna, but to the list, saying that I had sent the formats, that Lynn had sent them to me, and that I was sending them, or that I was sending the formats to Lynn and to National Rail Press. And apparently, though, I didn't, or Greg Fowler didn't get the notice, the files were ready, and so we had a huge snafu this time with the audio version. I'm not sure the audio is to people yet. I gather it is because we had a report about it in last night's minutes, but somehow the audio didn't get to Learning Alley till quite late in March, so far as I understand. So we had a big snafu there. That's all I'm trying to say. But we now are sending everything through the list, even people who don't need to see files. They're going to the list anyway. If you don't need them, you know, then don't worry about it. But then Vita has the one she needs, and you know, Lynn will have the one she needs. So the listserv is going to, that little production list is going to be where everything goes related to the to the BC. And I don't know quite what else you want me to say, Linda, but that does it, so far as I'm concerned. But everybody got, I've heard some good comments about the article with Gil Johnson, you know, some comments on my column. So I've gotten more feedback maybe on this issue than on any, and that's interesting. That's good.
Okay.
Things are moving in the right direction. Let me give Mike a chance to comment on this. It sounded like you had something to elaborate on. Here you go.
Are you talking about the voting? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
All I know, Mike, is that it got to Learning Ally late. When did you get the audio file?
Oh, I see. I got the. I sent the audio file to Matt, who's my contact person at Learning Ally. Yeah, I sent it to him, but 10 days ago, I think, and or perhaps it was last week. and I got a message back to him saying a CD was in the mail. So I expect to have a CD. When I get home, and I can make the audio copy and probably have it in the office by Wednesday.
Once you get it, you're very quick with it. But the fact that, you know, we just are late with the audio this time. There's no excuse for it. It just happened.
Yeah. Thank you. Considering our rather tortuous negotiation last night about audio, it's kind of ironic that that worked out that way for the moment. Anyway, thank you, Judy. And now talk to Bonnie about the ebook.
Thank you. I hadn't really necessarily planned on coming here to give a report on the ebook because I honestly don't have anything new that most of you on the calls don't have, and that's partly because, frankly, I'm kind of wearing two funny-looking hats on my head because now I'm also speaking of the seniors with vision loss side of my hat, which this ebook is regarding. Planning a convention and the other stuff I'm doing, it's kind of like that always comes first. So now that the convention will be over, and now that I'm not going to be chairperson after July 1st of the seniors, I will be able to have a little more time for this kind of thing. And I say that because, of course, we got to finish this project first with the ebook and get it up and running. But I really do hope we have other literature things that we can do for seniors, and that, of course, goes through publications. So, and I'm hoping other committees will want. I just think literature in many, many formats is super important to our organization. So coming through publications, I'm hoping that this is more of a trailblazer because I really haven't, if there's a lot of other than what the Mudstrut people, some of you are involved in that, are doing to publicize things. I just think we really, if we have the people to do it, we need to move toward that more. So I'm going to tell you really briefly where we're at, what the issues are, because most of you know already. And then this raises, I'm glad we talked about the audio production because I have a question. The ebook, this is 10 years ago, the Seniors with Vision Loss did a production. You all know Failing Sight and the Family Plate, which is on the website. And the one issue we were dealing with there is it hadn't been downloadable. You can go on the website and read it, but we want it to be able to tell people they can download it. And this new ebook that we've been working on for, I don't even want to tell you how long, but we picked it up last year, and it is tentatively called something like Having a Happy Life Despite Vision Loss in Later Years. So it's a different kind of population, different book than the other one we did. Originally, when we first started it, we thought there was a problem because it was too much space for a print. We couldn't print all that. And we decided, therefore, to make it an ebook. And it's really geared more specifically to people that we are not so much in CCB. They're people that have seen normally most of their life, and they're dealing with vision loss, not coming up through our ranks, and not like some of us that have been visually impaired for a long time. So it deals with, from a peer point of view, it's a first-person account of a composite person telling a story of how she went through the various stages of dealing with her vision loss. She has a number of friends because they illustrate other viewpoints and other situations that people find themselves in. It's really kind of can be used in a lot of ways for individuals and families to read. For support groups, really could use this. There's a lot of ways of using it. We have the text mostly written with a few changes we need to make, and someone asked me to add something on couples and partners and whatnot. And that is, I'm in process of that, as you all of you know, most of you do know all this. And it is a little bit challenging because we're writing from a peer point of view. There's only so much we can appropriately say without jumping into another set of roles and things that we're not equipped to do in this kind of thing. We're a peer-to-peer thing. Anyway, but that's very workable, and we're working on it. We hope to illustrate it because it's the kind of booklet, if it's going to be an e-booklet, it really cries out for that. There are a lot of factors and a lot of things to consider, and I really don't want to get into a lot of that here. Donna was very gracious to help us find a visually impaired cartoonist, and most of you in here know all this, so I won't go into all that. Okay, now, if there are any questions for me, like I've told you, I haven't worked a lot on it more in the last month and a half. I do have some other thoughts, but pretty much you're all aware, and I can update you on the listserv. And by the way, I love the listserv. It's really been very helpful in getting our work done. Question I have for this group, though. Oh, okay. Go for it.
Bonnie, did you get your Braille copy?
We're recording, so it's good to have the mic. I know. I wonder if we should clump up or... Anyway, here we go.
Should I move? I was just wondering if you had if you had gotten the Braille copy you needed.
Poor Linda's getting her exercise here. I have not, but it is my purposeful fault. In other words, I didn't forget, but it's my fault because actually I figured that with all the stuff Ed has had to do at the office, and this was my call, and I could name all the things, but you know this is about the worst time of year with credentials, everything, all that. I purposely decided to wait until after the convention to ask him, and Judy, I'm going to ask him to send one to you as well, because I know that's the best way for me and you to communicate on, and I really appreciate your help, yes, very much, and I appreciate Lynn's offer of help too as far as getting it done, but hopefully the office can do it if they're doing Braille for other folks. But yes, I will, as soon as the convention is duly over and Ed is back, I'll be asking for it. What I wanted to ask, and this quickly is, it's still a publications issue. Although I really, really, really want us to continue to develop the website and stuff that we've talked about on the conference calls very much, I also know, and mingling with more seniors with vision loss as I have since going to the Braille Institute and just getting around in other circles now, a lot of them, even if they can see quite a bit, they're not on the web, they're not using the web. I'm wondering what the implications of the costs will be, like if Learning Ally can produce an audio CD of this booklet when we get to that point. Can we ask them to do a CD version, an audio CD version, because we have to get other ways of getting this stuff out to people. And that's probably the single, sure, we would love to do large print, but yes, please. So that's really my question and the costs involved. Can we do that?
Yeah, well, the mic is coming to Mike. Here we go.
I think you can ask Learning Ally to do a reading that will be produced on a CD, an audio CD. but in terms of asking them to do a project that will be under Learning Ally's auspices, where you get the book from Learning Ally, I don't know if they'll do it that way, but I know that the channel that we use for the BC and that I use for Vision Access is open, and it can be done that way. Thank you.
If I could just ask or clarify.
Hold on. We're recording, so that's why this.
And Linda, you should have had your pedometer on. I'm sure you're getting some. well, I wouldn't have thought of Learning Ally except forgetting that they're involved in the production of the BC. And to me, I didn't think of the BC, with all due respect to the quality of the BC, as being any more of a textbook or a professional piece of literature as something like this would be. There may be other sources. So I guess what I'm really asking is, when we get to that point — we're not at that point yet, but it might not take us all that long, relatively, to get to where we'd like to get it recorded — are there other options? And I don't know if anyone here has any experience with the expenses, what we're looking at what options we have to get something produced on CD, or what is involved in getting a mass production either. So that
you weren't here last night, right, Bonnie?
No.
Okay, you guys came in today. So you missed a very lively discussion last night about the audio formats of the BC and how to proceed with that, given the perceived increasing scarcity of cassettes. And we are going. The president is going to name a working group to explore the range of audio options for continuing to produce the BC in an audio format after this year. And I suspect that for the purposes of this publication, this document that we're creating, that you're doing, that'll have an impact on that as well. Would you agree, Judy? Or
you don't need to agree.
No, I do. I do agree. So once we explore all possible options for audio for the publication committee productions of anything, it would seem to me, we'll have an answer as to what's the cheapest, best, most efficient. But I don't know that we need any further comments from Mike, but I didn't understand, Mike, the condition you said under Learning Ally wouldn't be likely to produce for us. I'm sorry, I didn't understand. You said something about their own books, but we would be submitting our book, and can't anybody, with due respect, and if they aren't pushing them for time, submit a book for audio recording?
Hold on a second. Yeah. Wait, Mike. You know, I'm getting a guide dog later next month, so it's really good that I'm getting lots of exercise.
Well, my thinking is they'll probably say no in terms of producing a book for themselves, unless you can show let me back up. We would like you to produce this book for your collection, it's very likely they'll say yes. That sounds cool. If we said we just want you to record this book, and we're going to produce it somewhere else, in some other medium, ABC, XYZ. They might say no, because they that's not what they do, really. Sorry,
no, you did. That was very clear. Also, I think that if we had them do it, then we have the notion that, I mean, people have to pay to belong to Learning Ally, so they'd have to become a member to access this book. So that may be equally daunting to some seniors as getting on the web. It would not. So yeah, so let's hitch our wagon to the star of this wonderful working group that's going to figure out all our audio problems. So, hold on. Sure. Well, what we should do maybe. Is doesn't the library in Sacramento produce work by California authors? And never mind NLS. I think he'd be all over this.
Yes. We could, just check and see did they ever do that kind of stuff, Johnny. Great.
Okay, see that? It's an inquiry. It's a floating an idea and exploring an option. You are authorized to explore that option on behalf of the committee.
I will duly accept the
offer. All right. Good. Okay. Well, thank you, Bonnie. I mean, we were not expecting to to have it 3 weeks short of publication at all. So no apologies or disclaimers are necessary. I think the project is moving along nicely, and I know, we want to get it out there, but we also want to get it right. So, Bonnie, also, you may not know that Vita let me know that there can be a downloadable Word file for Family Site and the Family Plight that they That is an option, and she's going to be putting it on the website. Oh, it's already there. All right. Yeah. So, yes, you can. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, resource page. That leads me into our nice, that couldn't have planned better, into our next topic. I think, I believe that in our meeting with Vita in March, she recommended that we take over the updating of several portions of the website, including About Us, Support Us, and Resources. And I guess there's some indication that the resource page has gotten a bit long in the tooth and needs a good deal of updating. Somebody was grumbling about video described movies. We need to create a working group to look at those pages on the website. I suspect it would be a better idea to wait until our May meeting when we have more people in attendance to get that together, unless I have any volunteers in this group who'd like to be a part of it.
Yay, thank you.
All right. You're a logical choice. And you are a logical choice. So we'll look for some more people to involve. Obviously, Bonnie's got the ebook, and Lynn and Judy are really busy with the BC on a regular basis. And Donna, any interest in just sort of poking around, looking at the website and seeing, well, this has to go, or this is outdated, or Yeah.
I can try and do that. The only thing is that I was trying to use the program, and it does not have, like on the top of the page, like it would say, Saturday continued afternoon, and I spent 20 minutes trying to find this morning where I was supposed to be for credentials. So I'm not happy with the convention program at the moment. And I feel like that, you know, I work on it. I spend all those days trying to do it and everything else. And all Ed keeps telling me is, well, the formatting is done at the end, but it doesn't get done. I mean, it's like I'm spinning my wheels, you know, different suggestions. I know you didn't ask me that question, but I have to get it out because I'm kind of frustrated about it, you know. And so I feel like that, well, if I do get into the website, is it going to be the same kind of thing, you know?
Mike. Donna, I think the question I was asking is just to look at the, for the moment, at the current relevance of the items that are on the content of the items that are on the resource page and the About Us page. I think the About Us page is content. We're looking at okay. All right. Yeah. The resources. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's fine. So, Lynn, and then Mike.
Okay. And Donna's comment about the not having the continued and the day and all of that on the top, Donna, our president, decided that that shouldn't be done because we already were taking up 64 pages. And so in order to cut it down, I did a lot of cropping in the sense of not leaving any half pages empty. And she said, do not put in that continued. She said, people, all they have to do is turn the page. So if you have a concern, I was just talking to her about that. I just followed. My comment is, I think that some of those descriptive things were way too long. Yeah, I thought it was, many of them were way too long. And some of the vetoes and some of the people they said were there, they'd list, say, Jane Doe from Sacramento, Mary Walker from Sacramento. They could have just listed all, I mean, this is my opinion. They could have listed all those people from Sacramento rather than. Secondly, I called the printer because I emailed the PDF to the printer. I was told that the lady that normally did it before is not there any longer, but the owner and his wife. And this is all being done in Sacramento. So I emailed the PDF. I asked them to call or to email me back if they received it, because I want to be sure they got it, because Judy and I know what that story is all about. But anyway, they didn't call. So I called them, and the first thing he said to me was, well, there's some things that are wrong. And I said, what? Let's go over this page by page. As long as I've just sent it, I can resend it if there's... Well, Donna wanted the donor's name put on the inside cover. And apparently we haven't done inside covers before. And they thought it was wrong. They thought I had done it wrong. I said, no, that's the way she wants it. And then they said, well, there's a blank page. And I said, no, there's no blank page. There's a page to put in all the advertisements. And in speaking to my son, who worked for a printing firm in San Leandro, he said, I should have put in a blank page in there with the gray lettering that said, advertisements go here. I think I need to, or someone needs to, line up something that says to the printer, this is the way we want it. My almost other suggestion would be that I have it printed in Berkeley where I can observe it. You know, it's really hard to send this off and not know quite what's happening. So, you know, it's whatever the president wants. But I just am putting out my frustrations because I'm trying to do the best that I can do. And there were a few small little things. There was a couple of little, what they call them, widows or something. But that had to do, it didn't have to do with me, because if someone spaced in between two letters, that's the way it was translated. And I didn't read every single line of it. But, sure. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you why those things were not at the tops of the pages, because she felt it just took up too much more paper.
Okay, well, can I I want to comment on a statement that she made, that widows and orphans. The thing is that what happens is that we're seeing the document early, but we don't see the final draft. And if, say, I had seen the final draft, maybe I would have caught that, because I'm very conscious of the widows and orphans. I don't know which one is which. You know, so I don't know. It's
your room. Mike wants to say something.
I don't think so. I thought he was talking about the website.
Oh, no.
I coded the website, so I had a comment, but she's talking about the printed form. So.
Anyway, I'm happy for any comments that people want. But the final thing is that it comes to Donna as the final say. I PDF'd her, and I PDF'd the printer. And if she wants anything changed, she lets them know, this is what I've been told. Okay?
Well, I think a meeting, you know, I did proffer an invitation last night, you know, that we have established a fine new working relationship with the technical operations group. And we need to move on, and that this whole convention, pre-reg and program thing is seems to be a perennial problem. And we need to find a way to have our influence be felt so that it's as professional as can be and looks great and meets everybody's needs. So I will speak to the president again about this. And I think we probably need to have a meeting sometime when the heat isn't on about the next convention, maybe our June meeting or something, with someone from Conference and Convention Committee, if that makes sense, or just the president, if that's how she wants to roll it, and really kind of hash these things out. Because I think, you know, this... I'm a big believer that there's a solution out there for it, just about anything. And this needn't go on and on being frustrating. Luckily, we'll only have one convention a year starting next year to be frustrated about. But why not fix the problem instead? So, yeah.
I wanted to say that I thought that this conference program, I was really apprehensive, and I brought a sample from my printer just to be sure that what happened. And I think overall, it turned out quite well. They did exactly what I set them up to do and what I was asked to do. And that didn't happen in the past. So I was really happy with how it looked and, you know, with what I was asked to do and, you know, and what I was asking the printers to do.
I'm very glad to hear that. So we're starting from a position of progress rather than desolation, recalcitrance, or any other horrible condition that we might think of. Anyway, all right, so we got the convention program. So all of this is going to keep us busy for a fair amount of time. We're going to have the new guidelines for the BC, the new production schedule starting next time. Are there any other issues before we conclude the meeting that we haven't gone over that are on our horizon?
Linda, if I could just ask a point of clarification.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Thanks.
I just want to clarify, I of course, I understand that the next deadline is now like May 25th in this case. Sorry, that's right. Ah, see, I already forgot. I did know that, but I forgot. Okay, so May 15th. Is that the only thing for anyone submitting or anyone that isn't directly involved with the production committee to have to know at this point, as long as we keep the date straight?
I'll let you know, but I think I'll need it for this next one, seriously, Bonnie.
Okay. Yeah, let me know.
I will.
Okay, thanks.
You don't mind waiting an issue if necessary.
Oh, I don't mind.
I know you do.
Okay. Well, I have just one small item I'd like to put forward, and branching off of this spirited discussion about audio formats last night. Vita noted in her report for the technical operations group that she was going to be doing a survey of the membership regarding the website and things that they'd like to see in a members-only section. I was struck by the ambitious nature of that project. And then, of course, an idea was offered that she should have it all ready by June 1st so we could do it in strategic plan, but luckily that got tabled. Anyway, I'm still wondering, you know, there's this little nagging thought in my mind that all the people who get the audio tapes, if we could know what option they currently have available that they could live with or even enjoy other than getting a cassette, or what options they'd like us to really consider that they'd be willing to jump to if we had that option, that might help to loosen the grip of cassettes. And yeah, I'm just throwing that out there. I know I mentioned that before, but here it is again. And please be frank, Judy.
No, Linda, I think that's a good idea. And I think once we have our audio team, checking into all the audio options, one of the things, it sounds like a lot of calls, but we could certainly call at least a sample of the tape users, if not all 253 or whatever, and ask those very questions. Because there may be people who would be willing to say, oh, yes, I could read it on the phone, or I could read it if you send me an MP3 on a CD. Or, you know, there may be people who would tell us, this is not my only option that I would consider. But I think it's going to take talking to those subscribers, and I think asking them to feel, I think us, you know, chatting with them on the phone will be the most personal way. And since our tape users are the core of the audio users, we really do need to talk with them.
Thank you. So maybe you and I could work on a little notice in the spring issue to alert them that they will be contacted. Yeah, cool. I do. I mean the summer. Thank you. I do mean the summer issue.
Maybe this came up last night. This probably came up last night, so I just don't know. I know that we've seen a couple of blurbs about the fact that the BC is now on Newsline, but I really wonder, and I probably say this because maybe the audio readers are really good about reading the BC, but I'm saddened to see how many people, at least on a sample basis, I run into that don't read their BC cover to cover, considering. but I wonder if the organization has really looked into, if we're serious about this, I would just hope that we could really emphasize that more, or just hopefully let people know, because I would be surprised if those same people can't switch to the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's quite intelligible and yeah, and you can jump to the next article and you can do whatever, you know. But my understanding, again from our president, is that there is a small but rabid contingent who would rather move to Pluto than do anything with the NFB. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We really need to make the BC more cost effective.
I want to talk about that, but I want to talk about it with the whole committee, and I'll write you about an agenda.
Good. Yeah, because we'll put that in our May meeting. So I'm excited. We have a lot of things that we can put our minds to and our energy to over the next few months. And unless anyone has anything else.
I just want to know, when was the last time they did a survey of the membership to find out who does Braille, who does print, who does both, who wants both? You know, because I send out 440 large prints. I think it was 440 this time.
That's a lot.
I'm just curious to know, you know.
I do know that CCCLV goes through, have an application sent, all the formats or all the magazines, you know, all of our magazines, the Blind California, everything is there. We even call the people if we're not sure, and we do update every year. We send the office an update. Now, as to whether all the other affiliates do that, I have no idea, but I know that CCCLV does. So the ones that are large print, they really want their large print from there.
I wonder if we could if the surveys would be similar enough that rather than the TOG doing a survey and then maybe us doing some kind of survey, whether there's some way we could add, whether we could join the surveys.
I like that idea very much. Okay. Well, thanks, everyone. And I have 5:03, and so we'll take a short breather. And then for those of us heading over to the president's dinner. Oh, of course. No. I mean, I'm not in any hurry. Yeah. Thank you.